Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Ooh. Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter, it's the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Don't see the light be shining, even in the eyes you can find it. Maybe we have made up lights, oh, she tries to cover up her face. Cut her hoes away, cause cover girls will cry after the face is red.
Wonderful intro, and we are rocking and rolling. We're super excited to be back. We hope you all had a great summer and everybody back into school for the most part. Some of the kids up north are still not back until after the holiday, but for the most part, most kids are back in school. And we have some special guests calling in today. We went to the International Christian Film Festival back in the spring here in Orlando, Florida. And we met quite a few people there, very talented. But today we have a young man by the name of Brandon Hollingsworth calling in from Brainy Pixel. And he's going to talk about what they do. Very, very good stuff, interesting, very talented group of people. So we're going to have Brainy Pixel calling in. And then we've got somebody that we haven't heard from in a little while. We're going to go ahead and do our coffee time with Ellen and Nikki segment. So we've got Nicole Turner calling in around 4:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't go away because we'll be right back. And so I'm back, and I'm really excited. I want to talk a little bit about Mads' fashion show. So due to the pandemic last year and spring of this year, we did conduct a virtual fashion show, which was awesome. Last fall's virtual fashion show was off the chain. It was amazing. We had beautiful models. We had several designers. It really went well. It flowed well. We filmed it outdoors at the Hollis Gardens in Florida here. Beautiful, beautiful location, and we were really thrilled with it. Then we did Mads' virtual fashion show in the spring, which was one of Madeline's all-time favorite things to do. We hosted it on Earth Day, and we also featured our music video that we produced and edited put out there in January. And we had several superstars. Everybody's a superstar, but we had some real celebrities that made appearances, as we always have someone that appears at Mads' fashion shows. In the past, if you've been a part of the show, you would know that about us. And so we did. We had, once again, the two virtual fashion shows. We had Butch Patrick last fall. He made a grand appearance. We had a couple of really excellent entertainers that performed for us. And then we also we had some wonderful designers and models, like I said. And so building all the through, you know, getting through and building up all the way through the pandemic, here we are, because we had to keep postponing the live version of Mads' fashion show, which has been scheduled now for 2 years to appear at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo. So we officially will be there this year at the Florida Kids and Family Expo 2021 at the Orange County Convention Center on November the 13th and November 14th. Now, the exact time of the fashion show will be revealing soon, but both of those days, the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's November 13th and 14th, which is a Saturday and Sunday of this year. And we will be conducting also our USA Lifetime Star Reporter pageant, as well as our Mads Fashion Show. So if you are listening and you're interested in being a part of that, either one of those or both events within the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo, the Mads Fashion Show, you can reach out to us directly. Your entry into the expo is included in your registration. And for more details, you can contact us either on our social media through the Madeline and Mommy Show, Mads Fashion Show, USA Lifetime Star Reporters, or Patrick Ellis. Or you can send us an email to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. Again, that's madmommyshow2015@gmail.com for more details. So we've just got a couple more minutes, and I think we're going to play another song, not the same song we've already heard, so don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Well, you always let me through. Tell me I was nothing without you. No other truth I could tell. I'll just say this is always
love that song so much. And we're having a wonderful day, and it looks like our first caller has been on hold for a couple minutes, so we're just going to switch right over and say hello. Hello.
Hello, this is Brandon from Brandy Pixel.
Hi, Brandon. How are you? This is Ellen from the Madeline and Mommy Show. I'm Mommy.
Hi, Ellen, a.k.a. Mommy. Very nice to meet you. I'm blessed and busy.
Awesome sauce. Nice to hear from you. So we're just going to dig right in. Can you tell the listeners about yourself and what it is that you do?
Sure. As I said, my name is Brandon Hollingsworth, and I am the COO and the CCO of Brainy Pixel Productions, and we are a Christian animation studio based out of North Alabama.
Nice. So how long have you been in the business?
So Brainy Pixel has actually been around for about 15 years, although for the first 12 years of our life, we were primarily managing YouTube channels and doing customer-centric work, primarily in the defense industry, which is a big here in Huntsville, Alabama. But about 3 years ago, we just really felt a very clear call from God to do things that glorified Him and only things that glorified Him. And so we changed everything about our business 3 years ago, and that's what we've been doing the last 3 years.
Awesome. So what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Well, the original company, the original beginnings of the company was actually built around the beginnings of a YouTube channel about, I guess, about 15 years ago now. My best friend and business partner called me up and said, "Hey, Brandon, have you ever heard of this thing called YouTube?" And I said, "No, I haven't." And so it was in the very early days of YouTube, and he had created a channel called How to Draw and How to Paint. And it was a very simple channel about teaching kids how to draw and how to paint. And it blew up, and it had millions of subscribers and many millions of hits and views. And so he brought me on to help manage that channel. We formed a company around that endeavor. And that's really how we got started, was growing that and managing that YouTube channel. And then after that, we created some of our own original IP, our intellectual property, a little show called The Pick Train, which we sold to, or licensed rather, to TBN, Trinity Broadcast Network, which is the largest Christian network on the planet. And ever since then, we've been either doing service work or trying to create, shows that we felt led to go and make.
Exciting. Oh, my gosh, I know. And we want to talk to ourselves about our own show because we need some help. My daughter and I have been at this for a little while. But, yes, we're blessed enough to have been nominated and part of official selections and things, and even the red carpet event for one of the film festivals that you're involved in, which is ICFF, the International Christian Film Festival here in Orlando, Florida. So that's where we made the connection with you. And what an amazing event that is by Marty Jean and Chris Cuff. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an incredible event, and it's really one of the big three in the Christian space. So if you're going to go to any, I would definitely have that one on your list, your top three for sure. And we were very blessed to be selected and then nominated for a show that we created called Cubekins this year, and we wound up winning Audience Choice for Best Animation. So that was really a huge blessing for us, and we were just honored to be there, but we were very, very pleased to walk away with that award for sure.
Yes, so that's what I was just getting ready to ask you, because you just mentioned that you won an award for Best Animation. So explain to us exactly what it is that you guys do, because that's the part I'm really interested in.
Yeah, so Brainy Pixel does a whole lot of things. So we are an animation and production studio. So our primary thing that we like to do is we like to create animated shows or trailers or commercials or things of that nature. And we work on our own intellectual property, so our own stories, but we also work on stories that people bring to us as well in terms of service work. And this past year, we were blessed to be able to produce a 22-minute pilot for what we hope will be a Christian animation series for kids called Cubekins. And Cube Kings has now been out since November. And we've been nominated 18 times, and we've got 6 awards to our name. So it's just this little show that we made with hopes and prayers and dreams to be a series, and it's getting lots of attention, and we're super, super happy about that.
Well, yeah, and you've got some really great connections with some networks, too. That's the big part about, you know, and getting it out there and actually, you know, getting paid for your work.
We are. We've been working really, really hard to get the show out there. We were blessed very early on to get some traction, and so you can watch Cubekins on a ton of streaming platforms. I think it's about 16 at last count. Everything from like Vision Video, Redeem TV, Parables, 24 Flicks, Faith Channel, Salt Flicks. You can watch it on Vimeo and on Amazon Prime, on Roku, Apple TV now, and also on several others. So, and that's just been a lot of hard work, a lot of grinding, a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy.
It's a lot of work. People don't realize.
They really don't. Yeah, absolutely. And everything involved with animation is a tremendous amount of work. It's definitely a labor of love, and it's not anything where you're going to get rich quick. Decide that if you want to go pursue it, it's something that you're passionate about.
Exactly. Big time. And so where did you come up with the name Brainy Pixel?
So Brainy Pixel really goes back to our early days and, again, kind of around that YouTube channel. My business partner and I were both very passionate about education, about teaching people things. We're both homeschooling dads. And so we wanted something that kind of connotated, you know, being smart, getting smarter, educating yourself. And then Pixel is kind of that digital aspect of it. Everything we do typically has a digital element. And at that point, a lot of the stuff we were doing was on video or animation. So Brainy Pixel just kind of emerged to the top of the list of about probably 50 names that we came up with. So lots of brainstorming, lots of, you know, elimination of names, and Brainy Pixel rose to the top.
And so you say we, so you got a team, right?
So the Brainy Pixel is myself and my business partner, whose name is Michael Tonis. He's our CEO, and he's also our animation technical director. So he's kind of the big brain when it comes to making things move, and I'm the big brain when it comes to kind of dreaming up all these crazy ideas and shows. And so we partner together, and we do have a team, but no one is really full-time because we just can't afford that. So we have a lot of 1099 employees or contractors that we'll bring on board for a certain amount of time. We're also super blessed to have a very strong intern team. We're partnered with a couple of universities here in North Alabama, the University of Alabama at Huntsville, and also Athens State. And we're partnered with them, and we're actually able to get some help from those junior and senior level students who are in the animation and game and film, schools there at those universities. So,
good, excellent, wow! All right, I would love to sit down and talk to you more. I know 10 minutes really isn't enough time to go over everything, but I'm really appreciative that you took time out of your busy schedule to call in today. And is there anything you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
Oh, just definitely go check us out on our website, brainypixel.com. If you're interested in supporting us, we do have a Patreon, and we're looking to grow that Patreon so we can continue to make wonderful content for kids. And that is patreon.com/brainypixel. So definitely check us out there as well.
Excellent. Again, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking to you our own project as well in the near future.
Sure. Yeah, happy to chat. And if you ever want to have me on the show again, just let me know. Thanks for having
me. Wonderful. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Brennan.
All right, thank you.
God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So this guy is like a YouTube guru. And they do some really amazing, amazing animation. Check it out. You can find him on Facebook. I'm chatting with him right now. under Brainy Pixel, BrainyPixel. And it looks like we've got another caller. She's calling in right now. I'm so excited. We haven't talked to her in a little while. It is time for Coffee Time with Evan and Nikki. Hello. Are you there, Miss Nikki? Oh, she's calling now. Here we go. Coffee Time with Evan and Nikki. It's Coffee Time with Evan and Nikki. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yay, it's Nicole Turner of Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Thanks for calling in today, Nikki.
No problem. It's nice to
be back. I know it. That's what I was saying. You haven't been on in a hot minute for Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. We missed you. Well, I'm glad that you happen to have a day off today and you were able to squeeze it in. So tell us what you've been up to, Miss Nikki.
Well, I just got the part off. I checked this moon, and that's pretty much been my summer. Hearing up for other projects that we have coming up in the fall. So, you know, I'm trying to stay safe out there and wear my mask. You'll see too. Spend time with my family, you know, enjoying all this summer.
Is your mask, oh, good point. You know, since they've opened the economy back up and everything, the cases have risen and there's new strains out there and there's even, you know, a lot of colds and allergies and stuff like that. And so, yeah, wear your mask, guys. Keep washing your hands and using sanitizer and using Lysol, all that stuff. Right, Miss Nikki?
Yes. Definitely wear that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, one of our film crew members actually came down with COVID after receiving the round of immunizations for it. And so, which just goes to show, if you don't use your mask, I mean, either way, with the shot or without shot, you're going to catch it. So mask up, please, folks. And now all the kids are back in school, finally. Yay. I know. They've been out of school. It feels like they've been out of school for over a year, right?
Yeah, I can tell you Ariana is quite excited to go back. She doesn't care about the mask, where she's loaded up on hand sanitizer. Good. She has no more knowledge about the graduate.
He graduated. I know. Congratulations. Way to go, Noah. Graduated from high school, and now he's headed off to college.
Yes. That got accepted to, and I swear I first saw it. But it does live for close to home for the kids. It is here. And I stand and walk to the site.
Uh-huh.
Just keep praying over our friends, family, and family, and all that.
I mean, that's all you can do, you know? And just, yeah, be safe. Don't, you know, really, honestly, they've opened way too much too fast. And avoid large crowds. Like, we're going to just kind of, you know, we've gone and done quite a bit of stuff over the summer, but we're kicked back. We're just going to work and school. We are on a film project this weekend, and we're going to, you know, do our thing there and then back home again. And then we saw you guys last weekend. We've always made sure that we've, you know, we stay in touch. We see each other about once a month. So, once a month, and then we have work to do, you know, and kind of throwing, getting your hair done every now and then. Is he back home now?
Yeah.
Boring?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. It's awesome. I'm so glad to hear it. Yay. Yeah, Madeline is back to school. Her and her friends all had a great summer together, and she even got to spend some time with your daughter. And, you know, she again, like you said, she was a little bit nervous about going back to school. But once they did it, and she's very adamant about wearing her mask at all times because she does have a couple little underlying health conditions, such as asthma. So then, you know, she's very good about wearing her mask. So I'm confident that I think she'll make it through the school year. But it is a little bit scary, you know, the first day. And then even now, like, there's still, you know, there's still quarantining classrooms. If someone happens to come down with COVID and comes to school with it, you know, it's happening. So I don't know what's all going to take place, you know, with all of this, but I do know I am glad that our kids are back in school. They're getting their education and everything.
Right, exactly, you know, get back to some sort of normalcy. I know, right? Well, Madeline's right behind her. She goes next year. It's crazy. Yeah, the agriculture part of it's cool. I grew up in the country, so we had that going on too. But over here where we live, we don't have any of that. So Madeline doesn't get to, you know, do all that. But we do enough stuff with all her pets and farming and things that we do here at home. So, but it's good to hear the kids are back to school. Everything is good to go. Can you, real quick before we go, tell the listeners if they want to book a photo session or a photo shoot with you, how can they do that?
Oh, well, yes. If you guys would like to, because I'm always accepting clients, speakers, and headshots. So I have actors. Come see me, bottles, come see me. Weddings, we're jumping into weddings, you guys, now. So we have a lot of things going on. But we always have a pretty client to bring in family members.
Okay. And so they have your website.
The easiest way for you to find me is Facebook at Last Impression by Nicole. That will give you my website, my email address, all that good stuff. And then you can also find me on Instagram, too, at Last Impression.
Perfect. Excellent. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today, Miss Nikki.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Anytime.
Here, guys.
Take care. You too, honey. Bye. All right. So that pretty much concludes our show. Hey, Ethel, what's up? What's up, Miss Madeline?
Good.
How's it back to school? We've been talking about back to school.
Good.
Is it? What do you like most about school?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Wait.
Come on, you have like 3 classes with your best friend, right?
Lunch.
And lunch. Lunch is your favorite hour?
My favorite 10 minutes.
Your favorite 10 minutes? That's all you get for lunch? Yeah, but you're in chorus your first period, right? How's that? Yeah? What else? What's your favorite subject? Math? Science. Why? Because you get to play with chemicals. Yeah, but you better make sure you tie up all that beautiful hair. All right, well, I guess this is where we say goodnight to everybody, right?
Goodnight, Ethel.
Goodnight, Ethel.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, Twitter,
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo-hoo! Bye! Oh, well, you gotta put the music on, too. She's helping me over here.